Prologue, October 1971, 1 year before the open house. Tim Russell banged his palm against the steering wheel in frustration. He'd forgotten his wallet. He wondered for a second if he really needed it before tomorrow, then looked at the gas gauge, near empty. Not even enough gas to make it to Holly's house in Laconia. He stepped on the brake and pulled over to the side of the dirt road to make a U-turn, then hesitated. Shouldn't be a problem to simply turn around, drive the quarter mile back, walk into the house and retrieve the wallet. But it was undeniably harrowing, even though their struggles with the murderess Mildred Wells were over. They'd beaten her, and she'd been taken away weeks ago. But even so, Tim's stress level was off the charts as he worked alone each day, watching over his shoulder, restoring the old house as fast as he possibly could. He looked back before making the turn, his heart picking back up to the level it had maintained the entire day. Here I go. I'm going back in, he thought, as he postponed thoughts of the cold beer waiting for him at the convenience store a mile down the road. Best to hit and run. He stepped on the gas and made the turn, never taking his eyes off of the house, and more specifically, the turret, his designated office space during the reconstruction, the room where he'd left his wallet. Rip that Band-Aid, he thought, as the truck climbed the small hill up the driveway. Quickly and carefully, he pulled around to the side of the house, then backed up and parked in front of the porch, facing the road. Now he had the shortest path inside the house to the turret, and the shortest path to the road once he was back in the truck. Annoyingly, he had to kill the engine because the house keys were on the same damned ring, something he would remedy tomorrow with a quick stop at the hardware store. He jogged up to the door and inserted the key as quickly and quietly as possible. His actions were nothing like the words he used to soothe Holly. She worried about him each and every day as he worked alone, and he did his best to persuade her that it was a totally different place now. Mildred was gone, and it seemed as if she'd never been there. Holly didn't believe a word. She hated the house now. It would never be the same for her, no matter what work he did to disguise it. In seconds, he was inside the front porch, opening the front door, faking as though there was nothing to be afraid of. Once inside, he noticed that it seemed very dark in the kitchen. It was late May, and the longest day of the year would be here in less than a month. Sunset should be around 8 p.m. today, with the twilight keeping things well lit for another half hour at least. Strange. He turned to look out the kitchen window. It was pitch black outside, and his truck was already gone. In a panic, he spun for the porch, deep down becoming aware that forgetting his wallet was the greatest mistake of his life. The smell hit him right then, and he wondered why he hadn't noticed it sooner. The front door was closed and locked, even though he'd left it open on purpose. He grabbed the knob and began to work it when three flies landed on his hand and wrist. No, she must be close. Tim turned to the dark dining room to protect his back. He stood in the far corner, motionless. She knew he'd forgotten the wallet. She knew he'd be back. And then she set the trap. Tim gave up on the front door and bolted through the kitchen. As he rounded the breakfast bar headed for the side door, he stopped dead. What was once a sliding glass door to the carriage house was now literally a brick wall. No, how could this? He had one last option, to somehow get past her and... Mildred Wells had moved to the center of the kitchen, blocking passage, cornering him. She approached slowly, driving him into the bricked-off dead end. Flies followed, filling the room, interfering with his vision and his thinking. Her smell intensified, and Tim watched as the old hatchet appeared in her right hand. She raised it high, coiled to strike. Her face was bone white, and Tim thought she might be smiling under all the dead skin. There was nowhere to go, and nothing left to do but fight. He charged her, screaming with fear as he lunged. "Tim! Tim! Tim!" Mildred screamed back, but it was not at all the voice he had imagined her to have. On second thought, it wasn't Mildred's voice at all. It was Holly's. Was this some sort of cruel taunt on Mildred's part? Wake up, you're dreaming again. Tim opened his eyes, realizing that his dreams were steadily running contradictory to what he told her each day about Mildred being gone for good. She very well might be gone for good, and there was no evidence to believe she wasn't. But now Holly knew that his beliefs were only empty words to make her feel better.